You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.
Welcome back onto the next edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Today, a question from Gary Vanderhoof. Gary's struggling with a bit of a niggle, Lindsay. He says, looking for guidance on whether resting completely or continuing with strength work and no impact deep water pool running is the best response to a persistent calf gastroc injury. He says, the problem is the pain in the gastroc stopped me from easy run about 5 days ago. I then took my scheduled rest days and then continued the next 2 days with modified strength workouts and then substituted a deep water run for the next long run workout. He tried to do the scheduled easy run yesterday, but the pain resurfaced again after just a few hundred meters. He stopped and reverted to a cycling workout for 35 minutes with no pain. I'm rolling and stretching daily, but it doesn't seem to be making a difference. I don't have access to a reliable physiotherapist just now. What advice can you give Gary? Should he just completely rest, keep nursing it, and putting focus on other strength work, no impact deep water and cycling workouts? What advice can you give Gary?
Yeah, again, without the physical exam, what I'm getting from this is that there is certainly definite contraindication for running, so we have to peel off running, and with this type of injury, that's typically 7 to 14 days would generally be enough. In terms of the strength training and cross training, if there's absolutely no pain, so with the deep water running during and particularly within the first 2 hours, if that pain starts to resurface, then you definitely want to not do the cycling and the pool running. However, if you do the pool running, cycling, and feel absolutely nothing, and over the next 2 hours there's absolutely no change, then going ahead with cross training is absolutely fine. And the same goes for strength training. You're obviously not going to, in the first 2 weeks, again, I wouldn't be doing any calf strengthening type of stuff. I'd avoid movements like step ups. I'd avoid movements like lunges, split squats, which is effectively a static lunge. I would be quite cautious of squats would be fine, and all of the strengthening that you can do for your glutes, quads, hamstrings, where you are on the ground or lying on the ground, those are probably going to be absolutely fine to do, and I would encourage you to do those, but always bearing in mind there's no discomfort or pain in that calf while doing the exercises, and there is no increase or resurfacing of that discomfort 2 hours post exercise. I would continue with ice treatment, non-impact training with those conditions in place, and it should be 2 weeks of no running. It doesn't have access to physiotherapy, so I would also be a little bit cautious of over rolling. So again, we just need to get a sense of how sore is that when the rolling is happening. And some discomfort with rolling is absolutely fine, but typically if you see a physiotherapist, you won't see the physio every day. You'll see a physio every 2 to 3 days, and so I would be happier with rolling that calf and giving it a really good deep massage treatment or self-massage treatment and ice twice, or the ice every day, but the deep rolling with the ice probably twice a week. So in other words, 4 times in that 2 week cycle, and then that will hopefully get you far enough along the healing process, and you'll have strengthened the glutes and the hamstrings and quads in particular enough that they will then remove the pressure off of the calf, so you don't have a re-injury in the next 10 days of restarting exercise.
Brilliant. Great question, Gary. Please do keep us updated in the forum. If you need any other assistance, that's the best place to go. Lindsay, as always, thanks for your time today.
Oh, absolute pleasure.
Hey, it's Brad again. Before I go, did you know that most running training plans don't take your age into account? That's why most runners over the age of 50 are constantly running in some sort of pain or battling a niggling injury. That's why they always feel tired and fatigued, and it's also the reason why their endurance fades as they get older. It's the number one reason they seem to get slower and slower year after year, even though it feels like they're training harder than ever. If you'd like to discover a new way to train as you get older, then make sure you join us for our upcoming Faster Beyond 50 Masterclass. Simply head over to coachparry.com/50 or click on the link in your podcast player now.